Each Friday, StoryCorps brings us the voices of people around the country, and listeners might recognize this one. It comes from Dr. William Lynn Weaver. Earlier this year, he spoke about being one of the black students who integrated his high school in Knoxville, Tennessee, back in 1964. This morning, he remembers a Christmas he spent with his family when he was 18 years old in Mechanicsville, the Knoxville neighborhood where he grew up.
I remember walking up the street Christmas Eve, and I see this kid riding down the street on a bicycle, and I said, boy, that looks like my brother's bike. I get to the house, I say, Wayne, where's your bike? And he said, it's down on the steps. I said, no, it's not. It's gone. It's a small neighborhood, so we find out where the kid lives, who has the bike. And it's a shack in the alley. Now, my brother and I, we're going to beat this boy. But my father was there. He said, just shut up and let me talk. So we knock on the door, and this old black guy comes on a cane. The house is cold. The only light he had was a candle. It was his grandson who had stolen the bike. So he calls him out. He was the same age as my brother, about 10 years old. Little boy starts crying, and he says, I just wanted something for Christmas. So we get the bike, and we leave. We go back to my house. My father tells my mother, and she doesn't say anything. She just starts cutting the turkey in half and all the fixings. She started packing it up. My father went to the coal yard and got a big bag of coal. And then he told my brother, he said, you got another bike, don't you? Brother said, yeah. So we went back with food, coal, so they'd have some heat, and the bike. Little boy just crying. But the thing that moved me the most was the old man. My father gave him $20, which was a huge deal back then, and said, Merry Christmas. He said, thank you, and then just broke down in tears. My father was a chauffeur. My mother was a domestic. So we didn't have a lot of stuff. And that Christmas, I don't even remember what gift I got. But I do know that made me feel better than any Christmas I've ever had.
Dr. William Lynn Weaver, remembering Christmas with his family 50 years ago. His interview will be archived in the American Folklife Center and at the Library of Congress.